take a deep breath and choose a crystal. Today we're looking at what blessing is coming in for you in the holiday season. If you chose this crystal, this is your reading. If you chose any of the other two crystals, your reading's off my page. Have a look for the emojis that color in the thumbnail. Hello, welcome. My name is Abby. I'm the creator of the Mood & Moon Original Tarot Deck. I do readings here on TikTok and personal readings on my website, moodandmoonthings.com. Today we're looking at what blessing is coming in for you this holiday season. So from Christmas or Christmas Eve, like it is today, to New Year's. What blessing, what area is this blessing in for my blue people? Completion, individuality, and happy ending. Oh, I love it. Okay, completion. Let's see what that is about. I do readings here, and I've also started doing readings on YouTube, so you can find your 2025 reading for each sign up there, and also plenty of videos on spirituality and manifestation. That's my new thing. Death card. I love that actually with completion, because completion is giving me the World card, like the end of a cycle, life path number 9 here as well. And it's like you are closing something out. You are 100% closing something out. With the Death card, you are letting it go. I feel like by the time New Year's comes around, you're a whole new person. Like, not that like with the new personality and stuff, but it's like you are ready for the new cycle. Five of Coins in reverse. You're no longer abandoning yourself. The World card, yes. And yeah, you are closing something out in these next 7 days, and you will be starting completely new on a whole new timeline as well. What's the timeline? Oh, we have the Star, so very hopeful, maybe even getting more attention as well in the new year. Six of Swords in reverse. You are moving on or need to move on. Maybe that's the pressure that you're feeling now. You are moving on, but it's not into the unknown. It's not into the answer. I feel like you actually know where you want to go. The Empress, stepping into your power, whether you're masculine or feminine, the Empress is saying things are coming to you, you're receiving them, being open to the change, open to receiving, going with the flow, and that's how to create. The Wheel of Fortune. Yeah, destiny is taking you for a ride. Like, this new year, 2025, especially the start, is going to be super powerful for you guys. The Ace of Cups could be a new beginning in love, but I also feel like this is just like opening a whole new part of yourself, whether it's opening your heart to love or opening your vision for the future. I just feel like a great, like, cracked open. Okay, anything else? Six of Coins and the Queen of Cups. So one, your emotional energy is really, really positive and high vibe going into the new year. The Queen of Cups is also saying nurture yourself in this card of transition. We do have the Death card, so do like process, grieve the past year, grieve it, let it go. That's really important so you can move forward. The Six of Coins is saying let other people support you and help you through this. Okay, let's have a look at individuality. Talking about the blessing of individuality coming to my viewer. I just want to take this time to also wish you a Merry Christmas, no matter what you celebrate. This is a time of giving joy and love and hope to people, and I'm sending you all the love, all the joy, hope for the new year's. I believe in you. I want you to have your dream life. So sending all the good vibes your way. We have Ace of Spears and Ten of Spears. Interesting. So with individuality, one, you are feeling a new spark inside. Maybe you've got it's not a new passion. Like, I don't really think it's about a new thing. It's kind of like you feel alive again. You're feeling a fire within you. Maybe you're like, wow, I know who I am and I know what I want, and I want to go for it. The Ten of Spears is about needing to release a burden. I also feel like this is like carrying people. Maybe you've been carrying others, or like attaching your sense of self to others and the people around you. And it's like finally you're putting that down and you're choosing the Ace of Wands, you're choosing yourself. And again, not in a selfish way. It's kind of like, who do I want to be? Who am I for me? Rather than who do I feel I need to be for others. And this is a really pivotal time to do that, because Christmas time, New Year's, we are around a lot of people, we're at celebrations, and it can be really easy to drop back into old roles or habits with family, friends, etc. So this is a great time to sort of test out that new individuality. Three of Spears, you are expanding. You're expanding and creating. The Tower. This may be a shock to the people around you, and one, I feel like you are finally letting go of things that are not you, that are not you. I'm going to get a heart message for this. What is the heart message for individuality for my viewer? For their blessing coming in this holiday season. Thank you. Balance. Love is not always about agreeing just for the sake of it, so not always about pleasing others, appeasing others as well. A great relationship is one that both supports and challenges. With the Tower, it's like people may have a problem. People may be shocked or like affronted by your individual and you finally being yourself and being yourself unapologetically. And like that is part of love. That is a lesson for them to learn how to love you. Because I feel like you've been loving them. You've been being who they needed you to be. And they've got to learn how to love you back. All right, happy ending. Happy ending. What is the happy ending blessing that's coming to my viewer? King of Cups, so romance, love. I feel like also a tender moment with a masculine figure. So this could be a father or a brother and you're finally having a heart-to-heart moment. Also could be romantic, a romantic partner. If you're, I definitely feel like it's masculine. I feel like it's like someone finally opening up their heart. So it's a very like masculine energy, stoic energy, finally sort of not coming around because you haven't been pressuring them, but it's like they're having a tender moment with you. And then we have the Four of Swords in reverse. The Four of Swords in reverse is needing to take a rest, a break. Why is the Four of Swords here? The Queen of Spears. Okay. So the Four of Swords in reverse is saying that you need to take a break because really you are already attractive. You've already attracted this moment. The Queen of Spears is also saying you already have the attention that you need, that you wanted. I feel like if you've been trying to get this person's attention, you've been trying to get them to open up, you no longer need to try with the Four of Swords in reverse. The Queen of Spears is saying they already notice you. They already know what they need to give you. And with the King of Cups, it is coming in the happy ending. Seven of Cups in reverse. There's no longer any confusion. I think this person is finally seeing clarity. And whether they had like lots of things going on in their head and that's why they couldn't be tender with you. The Hangman, they are seeing things from a different perspective. They are seeing things from a different... I feel like they've just like changed their mind or they've kind of had this moment where like I need to speak to that person. The Lovers, this could definitely be a romantic connection. The Lovers is also a card of any kind of relationship, but also a card of choice. So I feel like this person is finally using their free will, like doing this out of their choice. Again, I feel like you haven't been like pressuring this person, maybe you've been wanting something from them, but you haven't been asking them for it. And it's like they're choosing to do this of their own volition, which I love. Let's finish with a heart message. We have romance. Cupid's arrow strikes. What did I say? You may not always understand why certain things happen. However, there is always a higher purpose to the events in your life. Through turmoil, a blessing will soon be revealed. Yeah, with that Tower moment, if it's difficult to be yourself, difficult to be an individual, the blessing will be revealed. Once people learn that they have to love you the way you're showing up and that you're actually beautiful the way you're showing up and they'll appreciate you. They may be shocked by the difference at first, but through that sort of discomfort, the blessing of authenticity, of genuine connections with others, of other people seeing you for who you are, and the beauty and joy that that brings is worth it. Thank you so much for watching. Check out my YouTube channel at Abby Drew for your 2025 reading and more spiritual and manifestation talking videos. Thank you so much for watching. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. Sending love and joy your way and blessings. Bye-bye.